Okay, let's get into Yuma Daf Pei Vav. Yuma Pei Vav. What we're going to talk about is Tshuva. Like all of these Dafim are about different aspects of Tshuva. Last time we spoke about four different types of Tshuva throughout the year. Today we have a number of well-known thoughts related to Tshuva. Starting with the bottom of Amud Aleph, Gdola Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva goes all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva Dochez Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. Tshuva pushes away Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. Mashal of Bnei Yisrael leaving Hashem, and then we getting remarried. The Isra Machzor Grushaso. Tshuva is Nasas Lo Kishkagos, Nasas Lo Kishuyos. As Reish Lakish discusses, and the Gemara is Bachali between Tshuva Me'ahava and Tshuva Me'ira. Hechidami Bal Tshuva, what is Bal Tshuva? Kagon Shavas, the other Dvaravera, Pam Rishona Vishniya Vinislamena, he saved. And Rav Yehuda says, Ba'osa Isha, Ba'osa Perak, Ba'osa Makom, as the Rambam describes in Ilchos Tshuva, the same place, the same situation, and one doesn't do it because of Tshuva. So that the godless of Tshuva is mentioned here in the Gemara. So maybe one or two discussions related to the topic of Tshuva. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there is an idea about who should be the chazan. Who should be the chazan? Requirements of being a chazan. This is in Simen Yun Gimel, Din Haraui Leireid Lefnei HaTeva. Who is Ra'ui to be the chazan? So first the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shas goes and becomes starts with the Ishtabach Me'umad, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet, Shatz Tzorech Sheyihyeh Hagun. The Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, should be Hagun, should be someone who is Ra'ui. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, again summarizing from earlier, Achronim Vitzorech Sheyu Big Day Shatz Aruchim Shelo Yiro Raglov, should be wearing shorts. V'yikonis HaBezek Nesez Rishon V'yitzi Achron V'lo Yeh Tipeish V'sachol, it shouldn't be a fool. It should be somebody who could represent the Tzibur. El Shia Yuchal L'daber B'iske HaKol K'vi Masha Tzorech Tov L'hadar Achar Shatz Tzadik Ben Tzadik Kenadom Matila Tzadik Ben Tzadik Latila Tzadik Ben Rasha. Right, that is the this is all the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Hamumin Postlin Ela B'Kohanim V'lo B'Shliach Tzibur. There's no Balmum concept when it comes to a Chazan. Adarava Leiv Nishpar V'Nitke Elokim Lo Sivze. A broken heart. A broken heart is the most roy. Okay, so then we get to what are some of the requirements besides hagun? Shiyehe reikon me averos. Shouldn't be a Baal Avera. Somebody who's known as a Baal Avera shouldn't and can't be the Chazan. He can't represent the Kaddish Bnei Yisrael, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'shalo yatsa alav shem ra afilu bialduso. And he didn't have a shame ra go on him, even bialduso, even when he was younger. Right, Mr. Brook quotes, Dafkala manosa lachadchila, this is only to be mamanahim at first. Avalahaviru, if you already made him a chazan, now you want to remove him, ulisalko, achashahuchsach shlatz, elanu, it can't be removed. So that's also another important idea. There's a difference between giving somebody a position and then removing them from the position. It's much more serious. And it applies, you know, taking out a Sefer Torah and removing a Sefer Torah, worrying about the pagam. But that is the Mishnah Berurah, Kibin Dolo Shel Nishma Alav Atam Uma. Since right now you don't hear anything about him, it was only Bialduso, then you can't remove him, even though might not have appointed him in the first place. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Bialduso, and this is our topic, Afilu Nizbaro Lano Sha'asa Az Tshuva Al Zeha Inyan. Even if we hear that he did Tshuva. Afilu Hachi Ein Lamanoso L'Chachil L'Shatz. Still, he shouldn't be Nimneh to be Shliach Tzibur L'Chachila. So, really? A Baal Tshuva cannot be a Shliach Tzibur? How are we supposed to understand that? Doesn't the Gemara in Brachas tell us, yeah, this is fascinating that this is in Brachas, not in Ardaf, Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yicholon Lamod Bo, place where Bali Tshuva are, that Tzadikim Gemurim can't be, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam discusses the uniqueness of a Baal Tshuva and where he was yesterday and where he is today. Maybe we'll read that Rambam soon if there is time. But just to read the Gemara in the Sanhedrin, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, quotes an amazing story about Tshuva. And it sounds like Tshuva helps anywhere. So the question is, why wouldn't he be able to be the Chazan? Right? The Yerushalmi talks about the story of Menashe HaMelech. Right, Menashe HaMelech, Gam Dat Naki, this is Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in the 10th Perek, in Chelek, Naki Shafach Menashe Arbei Ma'od Anash Amili Yishulayim Pelepeh. Blood filled the city of Yerushalayim. V'chiyevshal basal of Adon l'malo says, Yerushalayim damna akimi pelapek. Does anybody really do that? Ela shaharag as Yeshayo. He killed his grandfather, Yeshayo Anavi. Sheyeshakol kamoshe. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable rishus. And towards the end of his life, the Navi describes, Kivan shatsara sotsara. What happened? He started being heated. He started being cooked in a boiling pot. They were cooking the pot, and he was being burned. He davened to every avodah zarah in the world in order to help him. Doesn't sound like such great tshuva. Kivach lo hoyelo klum, Amar, Zachar ani, Shaya avi makra osi. I remember when I was a little boy, Menashe says, that my father used to quote me the pasuk. Who's his father? Chizkiyo HaMelech, right? A tzaddik. He used to quote me the pasuk, Bebe Sakhneses, Batzar lecho, Mitzaucha, Kaladvarim, Hadra ma'ila bachras ayamim, Vishata, Hashem alakecha, Vishamata bekolo. If things get tough, Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll help you get Kel Rachum, Hashem alakecha, Lo Yarpecha, Velo Yishchisecha, Velo Yishchach, Bezavasecha, Asher Nishpalahem, Hashem won't forget you. Harani Koreoso says Menashe, you know what? It's worth a try. Unbelievable. It's worth a try. I dive into every Avodah Zarah in the book. It's worth a try. This is real tshuva. Im one osi mutav. If Hashem answers me, great. The imlav kol ap yeshavin. And if he doesn't answer me, I guess all gods are equal. Wow. Vayomalachi ashares misatven esachalonos. One of the most beautiful imageries in all of Chazal. The angels were closing the windows in Shemayim. We know there's an idea of having 12 windows, I think from the Shlach Kadosh, so all the Shvatim's tefilos go through their own window. So the Malachi Asharis were closing the windows in Shemayim so that Menashe's tefila would not go through. Shalotala tefilos shalmash, Menashe, v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Malachim did not understand the power. V'yu Malachi Asharis omerim l'v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Adam she'ovar avodah zarah ve'mitzelam behechal. A person who did such terrible things at the makabla b'tshuva. How could you do that? So they were closing the windows. Amar lahem says Hashem, im eini makabla b'tshuva hari ani noelas adelas b'fnei kol ba'alei tshuva. If I don't accept the tefila, even it, though it's not even a half-hearted tshuva, it's a tiny part of the hard tshuva, not even lishma. How could you accept that? Ma'asal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the Malachim were closing the windows. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get the tefillah in? Chater lo chatira mitachas kisi HaKavod shalo. He drilled a hole underneath his kisi HaKavod v'shama tchinaso. Hado d'chziv v'yispalel elo v'yayasar lo v'yishba tchinaso v'yishivuhu Yerushalayim l'malchuso. So we see the power of tshuva. In Yerushalmi, and again the Gemara in Brachas, Bachan Shabali Tshuva Omdim. So how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't accept the Tshuva? So first of all, not everyone agrees. If you look in the Tshuva, Sir Elio Mizrahi, the Re'im, Chelik Aleph, Smin Peches, he argues. He said the Al Sheilata Mishavad Avodah Zarah Bialduso. Not only just certain others, even if somebody did Avodah Zarah when they were younger, Vishav Vitshuva Shleima Umaisa L'Shem Shamayim Imroi Lihimano Shliat Tzibur Losias Arabin Dechavasan Olo. Doesn't say that he was Chayiv and Bezdin, and then we want to appoint him. He did Averis, even Avodah Zarah, and we want to appoint him. Al Sheilatam Al Mishavad Avodah Zarah Bialduso Vishav Vitshuva Shleima Umaisa Kol L'Shem Shamayim. Is it appropriate? So let me tell you what I think. Nira Lilfinias Daiti says the Revelio Mizrahi. So most of the Pshitali. I don't even need to write this. Kimiacher Shubal Tshuva Pshita. To Yachol Aredis Lafnei Ateva. Lohoti Asarabim Dechavasan. It's obvious that it should be mutter. To be Malkam Shabali Tshuva Omdim Ein Sadikim Gemurim Omdim. In the place where Bali Tshuva stands, Sadikim Gemurim can't stand. Shenamar. Shalom, Shalom, La Rachok Velakarov. La rachok bereisha, v'hadu lakarov, as the Gemara says. V'yalva give the paligali Rabbi Yochanan k'var pasak ha-rambam k'rev yavo, behilchus shuva perek zayin. V'nasan tam l'dvarev, and he explained, v'bneisha tam tam chet, hu pireish emenu, v'kavash es yitzro, that's gambus, mash'enki mishol chata me'olam. V'yav Rabbi Yochanan gufi lo paligali Rabbi Yavo, ela ba'adifusa, Rabbi Yochanan tzavash mishol tam tam chet, he'adif, m'mishachata. Okay, so he's better. v'tom tamo v'chazar bo v'Rabbi Yevosa var ifcha aval inyan tzadik for Russia so it might be odif but regarding tzadik in Russia kuli yama moda the bali tshuva tzadikim gemurim heim u'bnei olam haba have v'ein shame Russia aleihem and they don't have the same Russia. If somebody does tshuva, remember the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes, if somebody says amanasha ani tzadik, even if they're a Russia gomor, if somebody's Makadish and Isha, I'm not saying they're a tzaddik, even if he's a Russia gomor all his life, Kmikudeshes. Shema hear her tshuva belibo. Maybe he was Mahar b'tshuva. Already the status of tzaddik in Russia changed, it's before, that's even before a Baal tshuva gomorrah. Shame tzaddik. But here, if somebody really did tshuva, Ubekimit sheyadavar kein, lama lo yeri lefanteva. Lohot yetzer amidei chavasan. What's the problem? What's the problem with having him be a chazan? And he quotes other Gemaras and other Svaras in the Rishonim and Chazal. So that's the Re'eim. Rav Elazar Mizrachi argues and says, how could it be not? The Mishnah Berurah also says elsewhere in the Siman, maybe there's a difference between Yom Kippur and fast days and maybe every day. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says a little bit later on the next Se'if. The next Se'if, the Ramah says, Im ein motze mishi yehei bo kol amidos ha'elo yevchur atov sheba tzibor v'chachbo v'aisim tovim. If you can't find somebody with all of these midos, I didn't finish reading the previous sif, v'simen, v'shihei anav, umarutze la'am, v'yesh lo ne'ima v'kolo arev, v'raga likros tarev yimukzuvim. Somebody who, you know, has all these milos. If you don't find somebody with all the milos, choose the best that you can. In Chachma and Maisim Tovim. Rama, v'imhayakan am ha'aretz, zakein, v'kolo na'im, v'ha'am chafetzim bo, u'ben yugimol shana, ha'mevin, mash'omer, v'ein kolo na'im, a young child who knows, and he doesn't have such a great voice, but he is someone who is mevin, and you have an am ha'aretz who is older, ha'katan u'kodem, mish'aver aver b'shogeg, k'god shaharak ha'nefesh b'shkaga v'chazer b'tshuva, the Rama adds, if somebody killed by accident and he was chazer b'tshuva, mutar liyoshleach tzibur. He can, right? What's he referring to? That's referring to, in terms of murder, might be even different, because that's blood on his hands, building the base of Hamikdash, that's relating to David HaMelech, but that's what the Ramah says. If he did it b'shogeg, mutar liyoshleach tzibur. Aval asa b'mezid, lo. To be called makom, yasalav shem ra, kodem ha'tshuva. But if he did it b'mezid, not. That is what the Ramah says regarding the rest of the year. Again, so on that, that's the Ramah about Ritzicha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Asa b'mezid lav dafka harak, or then shar averus, even if he did other averus, mikol makom, it's a shame ra, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin magen Avram, shahevi mihari posk, mafilu b'mezid, kol sheshav shar li yoshliyat tzibur kavua, the dafka le'inyan tainis tzibur machmarina, shalal yotzal av shame ra, afilu miyalduso, aval li yoshliyat tzibur kavua, l'shayim osa shana, mutlam nosa afilu chadchila, kol sheshav b'tshuva, ukazehi v'yafir megadam shim, meliyo rabba v'halacha, So again, now we have a limit. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim. Maybe this whole discussion of the Shulchan Aruch is limited to other days of the year. Limited to Ta'anios and Yom Kippur. Ta'anios and Yom Kippur. But when it comes to other days of the year, a Baal Tshuva would be okay. Rav Sternbach writes in Tshuvas Vahanagas and Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Tes. Pashtus, even on Taniyos and Yom Kippur, if he is a Baal Tshuva from a Tinok Shenishba state, right? He is asked, what about Chilonim Bizman Hazeh, that did Tshuva. So he said that's not what's being discussed by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing people who grew up from and were taught, and then they went out Lahachis, and they did Averis, and then they come back. That's different. Says the Rav Sternbach, this is in Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph was when he was still in South Africa. V'nera Pasha, t'bi shelo kibel chinuch torani, v'haya v'geder tinok shenishba, v'hu ke'ez bal tshuva, l'kulei alma havi tzadik gomor. He's a tzadik. V'nidon aposkim, rak b'misha kibel chinuch l'tora, v'yotza l'tar b'zra, v'nikra mezin, av shechazer b'tshuva, mikol makom, l'das kam aposkim, ein limnoso, hol v'yesh lo shemra, shafilu kishiyodea das, his kalkel. If you knew and you threw it away, aval be'ez hatshuva about tshuva shalonis chane may olam b'derach haTorah. But about tshuva who never received it, v'hu achshav noe k'derach haTorah lo shayach b'zeh yasa shemer al b'yalduso. That's not shayach. Ve'adarava, that's not sheira. He was never taught. Yesh lo mailo sheyesh liatzibur, shetilasum is kabelosum merutzehu lefnei amakom. Shekidesh Hashem b'tshuvaso la'achar, sheshav b'tshuva. V'lachein, says Rav Sternbach, nire barur, it's clear. Shemachshav, b'maisav, adif mei acher hu kodem. If his maisim right now are greater than someone else, he's a greater tzaddik right now, then he comes first. Av she'en lo schus avos l'sayo, yesh lo schus sheshav l'kodem. Even without schus avos, he has schus of being a bal tshuva. V'chas v'shalom l'charer alav, ula hazkir lo shu bal tshuva, ula vaisho v'kach, she'en lo chachet kamohu. There's no greater chet than mi mevayish. U'bizvaneinu samach l'biyas ha-mashiach v'dara acharon, and says of Sermach, in our generation, as we get closer to Mashiach, misnotzeitz or hatshuva, the or hatshuva is shining. V'yaleinu l'karvam v'lulurachem chas v'shalom. And it's our job to be mekarev. V'yashim avur barashi, even though Rashi quotes and Barshas told us the tzidav tzadik ben tzadik, that's Yitzchak, is mekubal more than Rivka. V'kamakom zeodavka kishishneim tveikim ba'usamida, u'bazeh ma'adifim anu tzadik ben tzadik. But if he's on a greater level, if somebody's a greater tzaddik, he comes first, even if he's not a tzaddik, ben tzaddik. And therefore, says the Tshuva Sanhagos, this would not apply. This relates to the Chazon Ish, famous Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish says, all the halachas maridin v'lo malin, when it comes to Mumarin, does not apply today. I don't know if he limits it to Dafka, people who never grew up from, right? Even if somebody grows up and then they go away. Aleinu lekarva ba'avosos ha'ava. The Chazon Ish says that we have to be makariv them with ropes of love, and in that way bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this is a little discussion regarding the Chazon. Related to this, again, letting somebody have the Amud, because, you know, they are Baalei Tshuva now, it relates to the sugya of Beis Din. What about Beis Din accepting Tshuva? What does that mean? That's the question of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda in Arachayim Kama, Sima Lamanei, has this question about, in the context of how does one do tshuva for a terrible aver for a couple of years. He was asked how do you do tshuva if somebody was mezane for a couple of years. He says, I can't answer these questions. You're asking me a question about something that's not in shas, you know, what tshuva for which avera. Hiksha l'shol mimeni davar kasha. She'eni ragel ashiv l'shol mimeni shela b'davar shalo chalim so shorish b'divri ha-gemar v'aposkim. It's nowhere in Shas and Poskim that they talk about this. Kilo matina b'chala Talmud, mispar hata'anios yamim charutzim v'ksuvim, l'kol chet v'ashma kivichom r'inyan. You don't find this. So I can't answer you. He says, but what I can say is you have the Torah and Tfilah v'chulu, but then along the way he says, why is there no tshuva for chayim misa's bastin? Somebody is chayim misa for chil Shabbos, and they're with Edim and Asra, and then the Edom don't get their act together, and then this guy goes on a tshuva, amazing a movement, and he mamish does tshuva and does problems about tshuva, and he becomes a rebbe, and he becomes the Rosh Hashiva of the yeshiva. 20 years later, the Edom get their act together and they go through the process of taking him to Beis Din. What about tshuva? So the rule is tshuva doesn't work for chayvim misas Beis Din, right? There's no statute of limitations; it doesn't work. So why not? Why not? So many different answers given. The Noda B'Yehuda himself says, "V'gam ze ein safek, bo bisman she sanhedrin al yinohei, im avar al chayvi misas bezdin achara asra, af im sho edim, v'lo bo la bezdin, shehein shanim rabos, even if he didn't come for many years, ubein kach asa ze tshuva, v'har beisi gufim v'taniyos lein mispar, yosef v'yosef v'tshuvas ha-mishkal, hanis kabar okeach, v'shuv achar kol ha-tshuva, bo edim la bezdin, finally they become the bezdin, v'he'idu, Havadish in Bezim Mashkichan al Shuvaso. Bezim does not focus on his Shuva. Visurfin visoklun fiona shachet. Vadabi Yipala, why? Kimash Havadish at Shuva Ho'ila. We believe in Shuva. The Kvarsar Avonova Chataso Niskapra Lama Yumas. Venakivit Sadik al Taroksiv. Why wouldn't he be Patur? So the Noda B'Yehuda says, well, the whole system of judgment would fall apart. If everybody knows that tshuva would work, so then they'll all do tshuva, and nobody would ever get killed. As it is, once every 7 years, once every 70 years. But elavad exeris akasavu she'omale kain batlu on sheitora bechlalon vein adam sheyumas bebezdin. Nobody will ever be killed. Ki yomer chatasi v'ineni shav The Kibbutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzah Liten Onesh Misal Ksas Avonos Kedei Sheyis Yareh HaAdam Milavar. We need some type of debt, onshim to deter people from doing averus. Lachei Nachlutz Shlo Tol Atshuva LaHatzel Misas Bezdin. One, others, the Chida said, well, do we really know if he's telling the truth? Do we really know if he did Shuva? We don't know. We don't know for sure. If a person does tshuva, the Maharal writes a couple of suggestions in his Svarim. One is that maybe tshuva is a mitzvah saseh. Bezdin shalmata is only there. Their essence is to punish infractions, to give punishments. It's not their job to reward mitzvahs. Just like if you ever pulled over by a cop, the cop never says, that was a great right turn, here's a reward. No, it never happens, because that's not their job. Right, their job is just to prevent and punish infractions. That's Bezdin too. Tshuva is in the world of ases. That's in general. That's one idea. And then a final idea is that maybe the Maharal says tshuva is l'malam and ateva. Right, to erase the past, that's something only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. Bezdin can't act based upon it. It's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. And because of that, Bezdin cannot accept the tshuva. Again, this relates to the issue of our accepting tshuva in order for him to be the chazan, Bezdin accepting tshuva in order for him to live. This is the second to last daf in Maseches Yuma. Third to last daf, Yuma daf Pevav, relating to the mitzvah of tshuva again. Have a great day.